Diplomatic moves in Belarus are creating tensions. Persecution in Turkey hits children, putting evangelism at risk. And Christian youth create shockwaves around the world. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The U.S. ambassador to Belarus was expelled and the Belarusian envoy recalled Friday in a diplomatic move that's raising the hackles between the two countries. It could further isolate Belarus from Europe. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith notes,
This move of actually recalling the ambassador, that is a significant escalation in the tensions between the West and Belarus, and so we certainly have to keep our eyes open for any potential fallout.
SGA sponsors the Minsk Theological Seminary in Belarus, among other ministries. Griffith says it's too early to tell how the expulsion will change the atmosphere they're working in.
We're hopeful that this will not have too much of an impact on our ministry directly, but it certainly does have the potential to affect Western workers there. And on that note, we would certainly encourage prayer that the Lord would just intervene in this situation and cause things to smooth down. Our prayer is that evangelical churches and evangelical ministries would not be affected.
Next, while the trial for five men accused of killing three Christians in Turkey is yet to resume, persecution continues for Christians. It's happening almost every day, and children are the targets. ION Network's Turkey Country Director Behnam Kanutgun says Christian children face problems every day.
Just last month, one of my son was playing football with his class against another class, and a student from another class says, I don't want to play with this evil infidel man.
Thousands of Christians have left the country because of the persecution. That's devastating because children have more freedom to share their faith. IN's Rody Rodehaver says while it's illegal for adults to proselytize anyone under 18, young people can.
We're praying that God will raise up a group of believers and their children who will stay and who will serve and will share the gospel in a place that we see is very strategic to the whole Islamic world.
Funding for youth ministry is needed. You're listening to Mission Network News. Shockwaves are still being felt around the world in the wake of Open Door's 7th Annual Prayer Vigil. Called Shockwave, the event last week encouraged millions of young people around the world to pray for the persecuted church. Christians were urged to pray specifically for believers living in countries where extreme persecution is being reported. Shockwave organizers encouraged kids to remain active on their knees on behalf of the unreached people in these places. Next, while many parts of India are experiencing increasing amounts of persecution, a team from India Partners just returned from a trip that saw none of that. That's another reason why they're looking for more people to join them this summer. India Partners' Donna Glass led the team to the states of Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu.
Some of the places they had never seen a Caucasian person before, which entertained the children with puppetry and magic tricks and told the gospel story, as well as handing out toys that our many supporters in the United States had collected and sent with us.
Just being from the West was enough to provide opportunities to share their faith.
They are so happy you're there. It's such an encouragement to them that you care enough to travel halfway around the world and take the time and the resources to come and spend time with them.
Another trip's planned for June. Go to our website for details. And Herman P. Oshman, considered an unsung hero in Bible translation, went home to be with the Lord on his 94th birthday last month. Oshman translated three versions of the New Testament for the Totonac Indians in the highlands of Mexico. As a result of his work in translation and investing in the lives of some of the Totonac Indian men, there are now over 50 self-sufficient reproducing Totonac churches in the mountains and coastal regions of eastern Mexico. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year around the world. Mission Aviation Fellowships offering a special edition Better Than Life CD, Today's Stories of Faith, to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828. It features Scott Kerpane, Shannon Wexelberg, and Charles Billingsley. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.